We get an update from a team responding to Chile's need. Haiti's rainy season collides with a quake mess, and 25 years of ministry reaps plentiful harvest. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. People in Chile are putting their lives back together following an 8.8 quake that rocked the areas around Concepcion. HCJB Global Partner is Radio Harmonia with 34 affiliates throughout Chile. Ralph Kurtenbach monitors the situation in Quito, Ecuador.
From Chile's capital city, radio host Maria Soledad is keeping listeners up to date.
In some sectors, electricity is being restored. Concepcion, Talcahuano, St. Peter of Peace. Today I was asked about Michaigüe.
Maria Soledad chats with a woman whose faith remains intact amid disaster.
Yes, that people would cry out to him and that they recognize his greatness and that he exists. God bless you. Thank you for this contact.
Radio Harmonia is appealing for its listeners in unaffected areas to help those in need.
We're in contact with Punta Arenas. 1,000 pesos in the offering. In the offices at Punta Arenas, 1,000 pesos offering.
Reporting from Ecuador for Mission Network News, I'm Ralph Kurtenbach.
Meanwhile, humanitarian shelter in Haiti is in a scramble for time. There's less than a month to go before the start of the traditional rainy season, but it's already begun. The January quake in Port-au-Prince displaced thousands. Food for the Hungry is focusing on creating shelter, child-friendly spaces, and cash-for-work programs in areas where people are flocking for refuge away from the capital. Even as revival breaks out, FH is training church leaders and pastors to be the hands and feet of Christ. But they need your help. Our website will direct you. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Quechua people of Ecuador have a new tool to help in discipleship and evangelism. The tribe, known for their encounters with five frontier missionaries in the 1950s, just celebrated the completion of a new translation of the New Testament. Biblicist Scott Bullender says, while the Quechua had a Bible in their language,
they haven't really had a translation that has been done with the kind of care that this translation has been done, which would be similar to Biblica's well-known NIV translation. That kind of NIV philosophy of highest accuracy and greatest readability.
The dedication was held Sunday, but how will the Quechua read it since many are illiterate?
And the answer is we help them read with their ears. We have recorded the Gospel of John. We hope, as the funds are available, to be able to record the whole Bible.
But that can only happen when the Old Testament's completed. Funding's needed for that and to purchase additional New Testaments. Meanwhile, a girl in South Asia struggled from what appeared to be demon possession for 9 months. A Jesus Film Project member and a few others began praying for the girl, and by the seventh day of prayer, she was completely healed. The girl and her family immediately turned to Christ, and when the rest of the village saw the evidence of the healing, each one of them followed Christ as well. Praise God for this transformation, and pray for this new small church. And most 25th anniversaries come with a cake and a card. This one comes with a legacy. Every Child Ministries is celebrating 25 years of bringing the gospel to the Congo and other African countries. John Rouster, who founded the ministry with his wife Lorella, says,
we saw the need and were encouraged by a couple of Congolese pastors to start a ministry specifically for reaching children and for training the Africans. So in 1985, Every Child Ministries was formed with a purpose to train the Africans so they can reach their own people.
Since then, the ministry has seen several children embrace the gospel and even grow up to be pastors. ECM has developed child sponsorships and thousands of other Sunday schools as well.
At this point in history, there's been over 2,300 Sunday schools started in the country of Congo.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information or to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.